I'm Callan, and welcome to the Game Train Express Cast, a quick news-focused podcast talking about all the goings-on at this year's E3 event in LA. Kicking off the first presentation was EA. As always with EA, there was a strong focus on their sports titles coming out this year. First up, a Madden 18 trailer was shown, focusing on the story mode titled Longshot. No other release dates or anything was announced for Madden 18. They also showed FIFA 18, mainly focusing on the cutscenes, a bit of Ronaldo doing motion capture for the game, and also showed off the story mode in FIFA 18, which continues on directly from FIFA 17 story mode. Again, you take on the role of Alex Hunter. NBA Live 2018 was also shown. Much like Madden and FIFA, there was a strong emphasis on the story mode. This story mode is called The One, and has you playing as a character which you can play in the Pro-Am, the League, or onto the streets. Depending on what your choices are, you can do all three. It looks like you can sort of mix and match depending on what you want to do in your career. EA also announced that for this week, Origin Access and EA Access are both free, so you can jump in and play some free titles like FIFA 17, Madden 17, etc, etc. Need for Speed Payback was shown, this time some gameplay. They showed a mode called Highway Heist, which has you pursuing a truck down a highway and taking out other cars at high speed. It looked like a heap of fun and was pretty chaotic gameplay. They also mentioned briefly some of the customization that you could do, like taking an old, bombed out car and eventually doing it up to be like a souped up racer. A new IP was shown from a company called Hazelight. New IP is called A Way Out. It is a co-op adventure which you have to play with someone else, whether it's online or on the couch. It looks so friggin' cool. It has a very Prison Break slash Uncharted look to it. You have to play this game in co-op though, and that was the main thing that they were driving. You each take control of one of these characters, and you have to work as a team to escape the prison and then evade the law once you're outside the prison. It's out early 2018. A brief clip was shown of a new IP from BioWare called Anthem. Not much was revealed at the moment. They said the real reveals coming in the Microsoft presentation. In this quick trailer, it looked like there was dinosaur creatures, and it looked like there was power suits like in Fallout involved. Battlefield 1 night maps have been revealed. Also, In the Name of Tsar, DLC has been announced, which is 6 new maps focusing on the Russian army. Also, the Women's Battalion of Death will feature. Finally, to cap off the presentation, EA showed off a heap of Battlefront 2 gameplay. This part of the presentation was presented by Janina Gavanka, who plays the main character in the story mode. The game's single player bridges the gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. Not much footage of the single player campaign was shown though. In multiplayer, the game will cover all three eras of the Star Wars movies, and EA says that the game will have 3 times the amount of content of the first Battlefront. On top of that, Finn and Captain Phasma were announced as the first DLC for the game, and the big news, wait for it, all DLC is going to be free for this game. Maps, modes, characters, everything. All free, which is huge. Lastly, they showed off a live multiplayer game set on Naboo between the droids and the clone army. There are 4 different classes in multiplayer. Assault, who is a basic all-rounder. Heavy, who is a tough brute. Specialist, who is a sniper. And the officer, who will play a support role. Another feature they announced for multiplayer is that you'll be earning battle points as you play. It matches these battle points are earned throughout the game, and then are used while in the game to trigger off power-ups. Battlefront 2 will release on 17th of November this year. That concludes this Express Cast. The next presentation is from Microsoft, which will start at 7 a.m. Monday morning Australian Eastern Standard Time. Keep checking back throughout the week for more Express Casts, and tune in on Wednesday when Carl and I will dissect everything together from E3 in our regular podcast. Thanks for listening.